time for a weekly review of state news with news guy Noah Ovshinsky. The state's Joint Finance Committee met this week to vote on proposals in the state budget. They'll spend the next few weeks reviewing that budget, and we'll cover what changes they've made so far. Also, a new Marquette poll came out this week showing Governor Walker has a 41% approval rating among state voters, the lowest rating since they started the poll. WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky joins us now to bring us up to speed on these stories. Noah, welcome as always.
It is good to be here on this absolutely beautiful afternoon.
It's nice out there, a bit stuffy and warm here in the studio. Well, let's take a look at this new Marquette poll. Haven't seen one of these, since before the elections, right?
Yeah, this is the first poll from them since October, so it's been several months. And it's certainly been a poll that I think those of us who follow the news have been highly anticipating.
Right, and this comes in the middle of budget season.
It does, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's so interesting. We're in the middle of this ongoing debate over Governor Walker's budget, and for context, as we talk about this poll, it represents the opinions of 800 registered voters in Wisconsin.
All right, so the budget, this broke down parts of the budget. What do Wisconsinites think about what's in there?
The takeaway, the headline, if you will, is that most Wisconsinites are not happy with this budget.
So let's tackle a couple of the line items that have been in the news, and that's why they were obviously asked about in this edition of the Marquette poll.
Right. So one of the things that they were asked about is the size of the cuts, both the cuts to the UW system that are proposed and the cuts to K-12 education. 78% don't like the $127 million cut to K-12 schools. 18% support it. The cuts to the UW, 70% oppose the cuts, and we're talking about a $300 million cut. Only 26% support the cut. So, vast majorities, not liking these cuts.
And these have been some of the headline items since that budget came out. And these are things that might be, and we'll get into this in a minute, but these might be some of the toughest items for lawmakers to wrangle on through.
Right. Absolutely. And, in some sense, the Joint Finance Committee right now, they've been dealing with, I'll call them sort of low-hanging fruit. But once we get to these big cuts, then the rubber really meets the road with the legislature, depending on what they do.
And as I mentioned up front, this also asked about the governor's approval rating in the state.
Right. And so we're in budget time. And if you look at his approval rating, it's declined quite a bit since last October. It currently stands at 41% in October, right around election time. It was 49%. So it is down 8%.
Okay. And in addition to that poll, the governor did fairly well in the election. He's still the governor, of course. So any idea of why the slippage in the poll?
Well, pollster Charles Franklin, who's behind the Marquette poll, says there are actually a few things putting downward pressure on his approval rating.
Well, I think when you look at reactions to the state budget items, where most items have substantial opposition to cuts, more pessimism about the state budget being worse off than it was, the jobs picture, and the state being on the wrong track, all of those together conspire to create a more negative view of the state right now, coupled with his presidential travels and the fact that he's not here, if you will, campaigning for his budget and campaigning for his role as governor, then those pressures all push against his job approval rating.
Interesting point that he's not here making the active case for his budget while it's been under fire, including from his own party. Have we heard from the governor since this poll came out yesterday?
Yes, the governor actually held a phone call with reporters yesterday from Europe, where he is on a trade mission. When asked about the poll numbers, he said the budget was most likely responsible for the drop. But he thinks his numbers will improve.
I think when people in the end, in June, once the budget's completed and we've signed it and all those other pods are out there, I think they'll have a significant change. We saw that in 4 years ago, when not just with the budget, but overall. I mean, 4 years ago at this time, I think Time Magazine called me Dead Man Walker, so that most people didn't think I'd make a recall, let again a reelection. But in September, when schools went back and the schools were the same or better, in December, when property taxes were down for the first time in, I think, a dozen years, suddenly people's opinions started to change, and I think this will be true here.
As Governor Walker there, as we talk to Noah Ovshinsky about some of the top stories of the week, talking about the Marquette survey right now.
Governor Walker's trip to Europe is being viewed in part in the lens of him likely running for president. We heard Charles Franklin mention that run for the White House. Did the poll tackle that issue, the presidential campaign?
It did, at least one potential matchup in this upcoming presidential election. In a theoretical matchup between Hillary Clinton, who just recently announced that she's running, and Scott Walker, this poll has Clinton really handily beating Walker in Wisconsin. Among eligible voters, 52% say they would support Clinton, 40% would support Walker.
Of course, that hypothetical matchup, a long way off, a lot can change. They always say the polls are a snapshot in time. Well, one more budget issue that was surveying the poll, financing for a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks and related activities. What did the poll find?
So, and this is one of the things also, beyond the cuts to the UW and K-12 education, this is something else that's been hotly debated in the governor's budget. The idea of the state borrowing money to help pay for it, according to this poll, is very, very unpopular. And in this case, we're talking about Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's plan that would have the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands helping pay for this new arena, something to the tune of about $150 million. When asked about this financing plan, 79% oppose it, only 17% support it. So a lot of people, probably thinking that taxpayer money should not be going to this arena, at least not in the form of bonds.
All right. And in addition to the budget, the presidential race, the poll looked at the Senate race in 2016.
So, yeah, again, another hypothetical matchup. The poll matched up Senator Ron Johnson against former Senator Russ Feingold, who is looking like he might run again for his old seat. The poll had Feingold with a 54-38% lead over Johnson. So quite a significant lead there for Feingold in this hypothetical matchup.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on. Joint Finance, we touched on this earlier, got into some action with the governor's budget. It's going to go on for a while, probably some highlights there.
Right. So this week was really the round one in this budget battle that will last probably at least through June. The committee dropped 13 policy provisions that were actually in the governor's budget. They include the governor's plan to strip power from the Natural Resources Board. That has been removed, and that was a very controversial idea within the Republican caucus itself. So not surprising that that was dropped. They dropped a plan to transfer assessment responsibilities from municipalities to counties. The committee also removed a provision that would have made UW Research exempt from the state's open records law. And finally, for those who rack up traffic violations, they should be celebrating the committee's decision not to include in the governor's plan that he wanted to increase fines for some of these minor violations. And so the committee voting against that fine increase.
And one more item, the Judicial Commission. What is that? What changed there for the Joint Finance Committee?
So, yeah, the JFC departed with the governor on the issue of the Judicial Commission. The governor wanted to essentially strip it of its independence and put it under the Supreme Court. And just as a reminder, the commission actually investigates claims against judges and lawyers in the state. The JFC declined to do that, to follow the governor's wishes on that. They felt it was important to keep this commission an independent body so that the Supreme Court itself could be held accountable, because under the governor's plan, it would be the Supreme Court in which this commission would be under.
Okay, a lot of no's there. What did they say yes to on the governor's budget?
The committee agreed with the governor and ended up cutting the Secretary of State's staff and voted to move him out of a rented space. This was something Doug LaFollette was obviously against. He called the move a train wreck. But the vote really, it caps a long-running effort to strip the position of power. And this is, again, one of those areas where the governor and the legislature were largely on the same page.
As you mentioned earlier, this is a lot of low-hanging fruit. What are the biggies that we're watching for in the coming weeks and months, for that matter?
Exactly. So the biggies that we'll be waiting for include the decision to bond, largely bond, to pay for roads and construction, a very controversial idea. The $300 billion cut to the UW, the $120 million-plus cut to K-12, and finally, changes to long-term care that the governor's proposing. Those have also been controversial. We're waiting to see what happens with those with the Joint Finance Committee.
We will be talking to you about these very items in the weeks to come. Noah, thanks as always.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Rob.
That's WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky going over some of the biggest stories around the state in our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.